Zuerst sprechen wir über das neue Album Wrong Creatures. Das ist das 8. Album in 20 Jahren. Da treffen viele Dinge aufeinander, die man aus den 20 Jahren Black Rebel Motorcycle Club kennt. Zuerst möchte ich natürlich wissen, ob dieses Album so eine Art Schmelztiegel der Bandgeschichte ist. So, your latest album, Wrong Creatures, is your 8th record in 20 years. On this album, you combine a lot of styles and sounds that you have been known for the last 20 years. Is Wrong Creature a kind of, I would say, melting pot of your band history?
Yeah, I hope so, and hopefully a progression of some sort. Yeah, that's always kind of been the point, I guess, along the way, is adding to what we've done all along the way and hopefully bringing in a little bit of new ideas. And yeah.
What has been changed since this 20 years?
Not much. Not much, really. Obviously, we got a new drummer 10 years ago, 11 years ago. We still record the same way we did the first record. We'll go into a studio and cut some basic tracks, then we take it home and do the overdubs and the singing at home. A lot of it's self-produced, and a lot of it is sometimes, yeah, this album we had a producer, the last album we had a guy helping us out. Anybody that's in the room that has an idea is a producer, as far as I'm concerned.
Ich habe gerade nochmal nachgefragt, was sich in diesen 20 Jahren verändert hat. Und Peter Hayes sagt auf jeden Fall, dass dieses Album Wrong Creatures eine Art, naja, Zusammenfassung der letzten 20 Jahre ist und dass sich in der Zeit nicht so wahnsinnig viel verändert hat. Man hat ein bisschen sich weiterentwickelt und man hat natürlich neue Sachen ausprobiert, aber so im Kern ist da vieles gleich geblieben. So let's talk about your style of music. Some people say or would describe your music as dark or gloomy. Would you describe yourself also as dark and gloomy?
I don't know about any more so than anybody else. I believe it takes two for music to happen. The listener is an important part of this process anyways, as far as playing music live and making records. And if they connect to it, and they connect to it in a dark way, that's on them. Yeah, sure, we've got dark days and depression and other demons you're kind of fighting with, but it's not all a dark, gloomy day, you know. That's the music, you know. Some of the saddest songs bring you up out of that gloom, you know, so hopefully it's not just that one thing. But yeah, I've heard it described that way, and yes, I agree, it can be, but even within those songs, we are always trying to think of the light within it and find that, even if it's just a guitar lick.
Ich habe gerade noch mal gefragt, dass es die Meinung gibt, die Band würde eher so als düster gelten. Aber auch da ist der Sänger sich einig. Man hat nicht nur diese eine Seite, sondern es gibt auch immer den Versuch, so ein bisschen mehr daraus zu holen und zum Beispiel auch nur durch einen Gitarrenriff das Ganze so ein bisschen fröhlicher oder auch so ein bisschen, ja, wie so ein Lichtblick zwischen dem ganzen Dunklen zu schaffen. Aber natürlich ist der Eindruck der Fans auch ganz, ganz wichtig, und ganz abzustreiten ist das auch nicht. Aber natürlich ist man nicht nur eine Sache, also man ist nicht nur düster, sondern man ist so viel mehr. Between Wrong Creatures and your prior records, Back There at the Feast, there's a period of time, 5 years, you didn't release any music, and that has been a difficult time for you and the other band members. Would you say that these influenced the song on Wrong Creatures?
Yeah, I was taking our time with it. There was, for me, still grieving the loss of Michael. That was still, that process took me a long time, still, you know, going through that as far as writing. And then with Leah's operation for her brain surgery, that was we just wanted to be there to support her and not put her under any pressure or make her feel like the band was just gonna up and move on, you know, without her. So, yeah, I mean, after, it was a long gap, but, you know, you got to remember there was 2 years of touring that happened after, you know, the release of a record, and then life happens, and, you know, then you try to write an album, then you tour some more. But, yeah, a lot of things, you know, affected it, yeah. Maybe he had too much time, you know,
to Don't, think do about mixing. Think? Yeah.
Yeah, we probably still would have been mixing things if Nick Lanay helped, you know, he kind of put an end to it. It was like, yeah, okay. And you got to let go in your head. You have to let go. It's like, all right, this is as good as I can do at this point in time. It's like, it's a little stressful.
Wir haben gerade darüber gesprochen, dass Wrong Creatures unter ungewöhnlichen Umständen entstanden ist. Die Band hat schwierige Zeiten durchgemacht. Es gab zum Beispiel einen Todesfall und auch andere Dinge, die das Ganze beeinflusst haben. Und natürlich hört man das auch auf dem Album. Außerdem haben wir noch kurz darüber gesprochen, dass man so einen gewissen Perfektionismus als Musiker da auch ranlegt und irgendwie manchmal das Gefühl hat, man könnte irgendwie noch ein bisschen mehr geben, aber irgendwann muss man das Ganze auch ziehen lassen. So we're going to take a break now, but okay. First I just wanted to know, you playing live in Leipzig today and...
Yes.
Do you have one song on the new album that's your favorite song on the stage that you like to play the most?
That's been changing. Like King of Bones has been fun. Question of Faith has been fun. Carried from the Start. Yeah, that changes with the mood, I guess.
So
changes with the crowd too. You know,
yes.
React in different ways, but I've been enjoying playing, yeah, most all of them live, actually, the new record.
So I have to pick one to play it now.
Oh, okay.
Ja, wir spielen okay. Jetzt King of Bones, weil ich mir den aussuchen durfte, weil es einfach zu viele gute Songs auf der Platte gibt. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club mit dem Song King of Bones. Der ist von dem Album Wrong Creatures und das kennen Sie als Album der Woche hier bei Detektor FM. Doch an dieser Stelle haben wir einen ganz besonderen Gast, nämlich den Sänger Peter Hayes. Der besucht mich hier auf seinem Zwischenstopp durch Leipzig, denn heute Abend spielt die Band hier. Und wir haben schon viel über dieses Album und auch die Geschichte des Albums gesprochen. Doch jetzt wollen wir ein bisschen allgemeiner über Rockmusik sprechen. Deshalb meine Frage an Peter Hayes, ob er, wenn er so auf die 20 Jahre Bandgeschichte schaut, findet, dass Rockmusik sich in dieser Zeit sehr verändert hat.
No, I say for me the spirit of it is the same. Definitely things have changed, you know, the world moves on. The way I look at what rock and roll means, to me, that's still out there and it takes on different forms and, you know, maybe just a guitar band. It's never about guitars to me. It was about a way of living, you know. Johnny Cash was kind of rock and roll. Edith Piaf, Hank Williams, you know, it'd be country, but it's kind of, you know, it's the spirit and the story that behind the music and how they're choosing to live, how one chooses to live their life within the changing world.
Also Rockmusik hat sich in den letzten 20 Jahren an sich nicht so verändert. Es ging nie darum, nur Gitarre zu spielen oder nur Gitarre in sich zu haben, sondern es war schon immer vielfältiger. Do you think you have 20 years to look at as a band that the best thing you did was just to play music and love the music and not to look at any payments or look at, I don't know, sales?
We've done our best with that, you know. We've done the best we could with doing that. I don't know, we probably could have done better, you know. Maybe we could have done better for ourselves, you know, to get our music out there to more people. I'm sure we made lots of mistakes along the way, you know, I can't imagine how many. But, you know, today's all right, so we're traveling the world, so we've done something good enough to get us here, so thankfully, you know, and there's people that are willing to come to a show, and so that's amazing, and I'm thankful for that.
Also wir haben darüber gesprochen, dass 20 Jahre Bandgeschichte, da kann man natürlich drauf zurückblicken und man hat sicherlich auch viele, viele Fehler gemacht und es war nicht alles perfekt. Aber er ist auf jeden Fall dankbar, dass er jetzt heute da ist, wo er ist. But there aren't any regrets for you. You don't look at some part of your life and say, okay, if I could do it again, I would do it better.
Yeah, I don't know. I go back and forth with that. You know, yeah, living, no regrets. I don't know. That depends on the day. You know, when it's a dark day, yeah, I live in regrets. I try not to hold on to that for too long. You sit with it, you feel it, accept it, and try to move on.
Ganz entspannt wird mir hier gesagt, klar, man guckt auf manche Sachen zurück, es gibt gute und schlechte Tage, man bereut einiges und am nächsten Tag dann vielleicht auch nicht. Man kann aber nicht viel machen, man kann einfach zurückschauen und vielleicht auch noch was daraus mitnehmen, aber bereuen bringt da auch nicht viel. As a band, do you think there's still one thing you want to do and you want to, is there a goal for you for the next 20 years?
No, that's been one of the problems. We haven't set goals for ourselves. we've never sat down and mapped out a plan. We kind of sort of try to every once in a while. Still, you know, hope that be able to write another song. I don't know where it's gonna go. I don't know. For right now, hopefully, be able to keep playing music and hopefully write another record. I think there's still some music left in us.
Also da ist auf jeden Fall noch Musik übrig für die nächsten 20 Jahre Bandgeschichte. Vielleicht wird da ja noch was draus. Jetzt guckt man erstmal aufs nächste Album und hofft, dass da was Schönes bei rumkommt. Und natürlich heute Abend aufs Konzert. Thank you very much for coming today. It was wonderful to meet you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Wenn Sie uns unterstützen wollen, schauen Sie doch mal auf detektor.fm/danke oder direkt auf unserer Website bei Unterstützen. Dort haben wir alle Möglichkeiten zusammengestellt.